Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Samachay, and today's daf is all about a continuation of the discussion of the support and the obligation of the husband for the wife, and how much the Mishnah had yesterday, how much barley and how much wheat and how much clothes, and today we spoke about whether there's a wine obligation and what about mattresses, all the different items that was much more specific in the days of old, what he had to provide for her and how much spending money, v'chulu, to make sure that she was taken care of. So there's an amazing diuk of the Beis Yosef, out of the blue. If you look in Hilchos Shalashudas, in Reish Sadi Aleph and Arachayim, all the different halachas of Shalashudas, of what one needs to eat for Shalashudas, and what time is the best time to eat Shalashudas, and the importance of eating Shalashudas, and does one need wine for Shalashudas, all the different halachas that are mentioned. We had a shiur about this way back in Yuma Daf Ayin Tes. We had a shiur in general about Shalashudas. One could be mashlim that shiur with this shiur. At the end, the tour says in the last halacha of Shalashudas, Yesh Omrim, Shiyachal Hashlam Suda Shlishas, Mina Targima, you know, what you're allowed to have. And in Ozvav, in the Beis Yosef, the Torah doesn't quote it, but the Beis Yosef quotes, what about women? What about women and Shalashudas? So the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in various Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Mordechai and in the Ran, in Masechah Shabbat, says, yeah, women are obligated to eat Shalashudas. Women have to eat Shalashudas. And they're obligated in Lechem Mishnah too. Why? Sha'af hin hayu b'neis Haman. Rabbeinu Tam and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes this as if there's no controversy that women have to eat Shalashudas because after all, af hin hayu boso anes. Right? That principle that is quoted three times in Shas, that is quoted by Dalad Kosos, and quoted by Neiris Chanukah, and quoted by Mikra Megillah, right, by those three mitzvos, the Gemara says, even though there is Zman Grama, even though they're time-bound, women are obligated in those mitzvos, because Af Hein HaYibos HaNeis, they were included in the miracle. Machlokas, Rashi, the Rashbam, and Tosfos, doesn't mean that they were included in the danger, and they were saved at the time of the miracle, or does it mean even more than that, that they were the protagonists, they were the ones that brought the miracle, right? The Esther Amalka was brought the miracle, and the righteous women, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, brought the miracle. So that's a machlokas. I think we had a shiur about that. Alam the shiur, af hein hayu boso anes, a machlokas. So says Rabbeinu Tam, those aren't the three only ones. There are other mitzvahs that could be included in af hein hayu boso anes, and he says all these mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shalashudas and Lecha Mishnah, are also included in that. That's not so simple. We know Tosfos asks, in more than one place, what about sukkah? Why don't we say sukkah, af hein hayu boso anes, and therefore women should be included in the mitzvah of sukkah, because they were also included in the danger of in the desert, and Hashem protected them with the anan yakavid, so af hein hayu boso anes. So one place, Tosfos answers, well, the principle does not apply to mitzvahs daraisa. It only applies to mitzvahs darabanan, right? Dalad kosos, Neiris Chanukah, and Megill are all mitzvahs darabanan, so therefore, that's the limit. And sukkah is daraisa, so it doesn't apply, okay? But other Bali Tosfos give other answers. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested a different answer. He said, af hein hayu boso anes doesn't just mean that there was a miracle, but it means that the mitzvah b'mahuto, the mitzvah's essence, is about remembering the miracle. That's why we have such a mitzvah. And that's Dalad Kosos and Mikra Megillah and the Neiris Chanukah. How do you know if it's a mitzvah of nes? Well, a mitzvah, pirsume nisa, that the nes is all about publicizing, depends if you have a special bracha, right? Two out of those three, you have sha'asa nisim lavoseinu. That tips you off. That tips you off that this is a mitzvah that's enacted specifically for the nes. Neiris Chanukah and Mikra Megillah has a bracha of sha'asa nisim. Dalad Kosos, that also has a special bracha of asher galanu, right? So each one of them has a special bracha. So he says that's why sukkah is not included, because sukkah was not enacted dafka l'shem the nes. So what about this extension of Rabbeinu Tam? What about Lechem Mishnah? Lechem Mishnah is the man, and Shalashudas is the meals, the three times in Hayom in the Pasuk. So probably not in the category of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So it's a chiddush to apply to apply it in, and was there a sakana? That's another possibility. Maybe only where there was a sakana, an imminent danger, which Hashem saved us from, that's what we have afen rebos u'anes. By Purim, we were going to be killed. By Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. And by Hanukkah, we were being Hellenized, and we were losing our Jewish identity. Was there a imminent danger in the desert? Right, so maybe there was. As Aruch HaNer discusses, that, yeah, maybe there was, because if the clouds wouldn't be there, then all the snakes and the scorpions would come and bite us. There was an imminent danger. That was for 40 years. But either way, this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the women are included in Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Shudis because of Afen Oibos Oanes. And the Ran quotes that you don't need to say that. As we just said, there are all these questions about whether that's an appropriate svara and makar for this halacha, but says the Ran, the Ein Sarech, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Ran right here, the Ein Sarech, Shebechol Ma'isa Shabbos Ish V'Ishto Shavin. You don't need to quote Afen Oibos Oanes. There's a rule in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf. The Gemara says on Daf Chaf and Mabez and Brachos, women are obligated in Kiddush of Shabbos. Women are obligated in Shabbos. Why? Because of the Hekesh. Because of the Hekesh. Ela Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Zachar V'Shamar. This is an unusual type of Hekesh. Usually a Hekesh are two things written next to each other, and therefore there is a Hekesh. There's a difference between a Hekesh and Smuchin. One is where they're both in the same Pasuk, right? And one is the smuchin, and the one that was there next to each other in the tupsukim next to each other. But here, Zachar v'Shamar are not next to each other. One's in Parshas Yisro, and one's in Parshas Va'eschanan. But it means Hashem said them at the same time, in the same breath. Right? Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad. So it's a different type of hekesh. But we compare Zachar, the mitzvah lasei of Shabbos, and Zachar, the Shamar, the mitzvah losa lasei of Shabbos. Koshi yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira. Whoever are included in the losa lasei of Shabbos are included in the essays of Shabbos. Vahani nashi, these women, ho'ol v'isnu b'shmira, since women are obligated in the los essays of Shabbos, isnu b'zachira, so they're obligated in the essays of Shabbos as well. That's the source for nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom. That was the first line I didn't read. Right? Dvar Torah. Midaraisa. Even though it says van grama. That's what Rav Ada bar Ava says. So says the Ran, that's not just about kiddush. That includes all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Not nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom, zachar v'shamar. Women are obligated in Shalosh Shudis and Lecha Mishnah. Right, a big nafka mina could be. Are those, according to the Ran, does that mean it's part of the mitzvah daraisa? Are they compared? Is Lecha Mishnah Shalosh Shudis, is that daraisa or as a smach daraisa? But anyway, that's what the Ran says. Right? You don't need the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam of Afen Oibos U'Anes. Just say it's based on Shamar V'Zachar. V'chein kasa v'shibali haleket. The nashim chayavos b'shum da'al kulam hu omer ichluhu hayom. Another makar, the Shibali Alaket says, what's the source for three meals? What's the source for three meals on Shabbos for men? That's the Gemara Masecha Shabbos. Ichluhu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom lashem, hayom lo timse'u basadeh. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about the three times it says the word hayom in the Pasuk, and therefore women have to, men. That's why we have to have three meals on Shabbos. So says the Shibali Alaket, who is that Pasuk said to? It said to men and women. Ichluhu. Right, all of you men and women, eat today. So he says, that's why women are obligated. A more direct makar, again, than the others. That's the Shibali Halakit. Fine. That's the Sugya of Rabbi Chidka also, which Beis Hashem will get to in a minute. Rabbi Chidka says, this is three times in the Pasuk, so that's three meals during the daytime of Shabbos. Ichlu Hayom. Rabbi Chidka says you have to have four meals on Shabbos. Not just three. And that's why those who have an extra meal, Sudas Rabbi Chidka, that's four. But then the Beis Yosef adds in one more line. The Beis Yosef adds in one more line, and that's why we're having this shir today. After quoting the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam and the Shibali Alaket, V'chein mochiach b'perek afalpi, gabi mashre ishto al yedei shlish. So too, it's clear from Ksubis, the Samach Dalet Samachay, regarding the woman who the man gives money to, mashra money, for his wife, Aydish Lish, with a third party. What is that talking about? So that's the Gemara that starts off yesterday and goes over to today. Again, all of these responsibilities of the husband for the wife. So on the bottom of Samat Dalam Abayz, they're figuring out how many meals does he have to leave food for? How many meals and how much? And all the different math equations that we had. So the Gemara says... how many meals you need. It goes, 16 meals. 16 meals? Come on, Rabbi Chidka. Are you going like Rabbi Chidka? Rabbi Chidka says you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos, as we just mentioned. And if you do the math in terms of how much money food, and barley and wheat the husband has to leave for the wife, it ends up being 16 meals. But we hold like Rabbi Chidka? So the Gemara answers, no, afilu tema rabbanan. No, not Rabbi Chidka. You know, there's an extra one for the archi uparchi. There's an extra one for the guests that come. You know, a woman's going to have guests over, so you want to give her enough money to be able to have guests, and therefore you have to give her an extra meal. But 1 second. So take off one meal. So it's not 16, so it's 15. That means 3 meals on Shabbos. It's clear from the Gemara that women are included in Shalosh Shabbos. Clear from the Gemara, because it talks about it. It's very quietly it says it. It's not focusing on that, but that's what it's clear. And that's the Gavos of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef takes one line out of the totally, this Gemara is not about Shalosh Shudas, right? To one line in Ksubis, you have to have Shas on your fingertips. Shas and Bozo on your fingertips to be able to recognize the significance of every Gemara. And every Gemara can be significant to a totally different sugya that has nothing to do. You can look all through Masechta Shabbos. Is there any Gemara that says beferish that women are included in Shalosh Shudas? So the Ran says, oh, it's included in Zachar v'Shamar, Brachas Daf Chaf. And the Rabbi Natan says, oh, it's included in Afenoi Boso Anes. Those are not beferish, but says the Beis Yosef, it is in our discussion. So why didn't others quote this? Why didn't others think this was such a big raya? So it could be the Shaul Meshev, Rav Nathanson, writes in Chelik Aleph Madura Aleph Simin Samach Aleph. Aleph Aleph Samach Aleph. It doesn't say here that this is what she has to eat. It just says that this is what she eats. So it could be that just women were no way. He's not saying that women aren't obligated. He's just saying it's not a foolproof raya from here, because it could be just the man has to support his wife in terms of basic, normal, accepted practice. So if they accept the practice that she eats shalosh shudas, so then that's all this Gemara proves. It doesn't say what she has to do. It just says what she the assumption of what she does, and therefore what he has to give. He says, Ein kan raya de chayavos. The ema, the bemes pturos. Maybe they're pater mishum davi mitzvah seishvan grama. Rakiva the kaimalan diacholos the chayev atzman. We know that women are allowed to do mitzvah seishvan grama. V'ena bal yachol avatzlan and a bal is not allowed to tell them not to. Imkain shuv nishtabila bichlam mizonos laseishla gam gimel to the b'shabbes. Once she decides, and once it's the accepted custom for her to eat shalosh shudas, then in terms of what he has to provide for her, that's included. To yachol lechayev. Right? Maybe just this Gemara, you would have said, Rabbi Natan maybe even saw this Gemara and didn't quote it. Maybe you would have thought that there's no, just if she wants to. Right? And that's why has to mention that. As we said, to Apatura mi malacha b'shabbos. And then he quotes the Ran that we just, that's what we had just had. And he says, similarly, he says, I'll prove it to you also. He says, this Gemara is talking about the wheat that has to be given for the bread for the meals. Do you have to eat bread for Shalosh Shudas? Yes, l'chachila, but do you have to eat bread for Shalosh Shudas? We know those are the four opinions in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's based on the tour in the earlier poskim, but a reish tzadi aleph. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, what does one eat for Shalosh Shudas? Sarach lasosa bepas. Opinion number one, you have to use bread. V'yesh omrim sheyachal lasosa b'chom achol. Ha'asui me'echan lechameshes mine dagon. And some say, mizonos. Any type of the grains. V'yesh omrim sheyachal lasosa b'dvarim shemalaftim b'hem apas. And some say you could use anything that you eat with bread, kibasar v'dagim, like something significant, like meat or fish, avalo b'peiros, and not fruit. V'yesh omrim, and some say, the shibali alak, the shulti gibarim, afilu b'peiros yachal asosa. Right? Even with fruits, you have all the opinions. But just in case you don't know what you should do, the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'svara rishona ikar, shetzarach lasosa b'pas. Got to use bread. Elam kein husaveh biyozer, unless you're totally stuffed, which is your own fault, because you just don't eat dessert at the previous meal. But this is the Shulchan Aruch. So there is wiggle room when it comes to Shalosh Shudas. Not l'chadchila, And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Asad Litin Asadin, if one doesn't have bread for Shalosh Shudas, but there is wiggle room. The other two meals, there's no wiggle room. And that's also why we don't repeat Shmona Esrei if we forget Ritzei by Shalosh Shudas. Because it is not a chiyuv like the other chiyuvim. So ask the Sholem Eshev, okay, so why don't we say that she could use Mine Targima? Even if he's obligated to Shalosh Shudas, you could just he could just provide her with fruit. He could just provide her with mezonot. Why does he have to give her wheat for bread? It must be, again, this Gemara is assuming in a case where she accepted and she does this. Not that she has to do this. It says, V'kasha, mevor, dim, hishlam, yinu, tagim, ayatza. V'anu, dvarn, shem, lathma, apaska, basa, v'dagim. V'ishem, rafil, peiros, l'fize, mevor, b'shulchan, arach, evan, ezer, dim, shabbos, gimel, sudos, u'basar, u'dagim, v'chulu. So he says, mashra, de, shlish, v'adei, tzorach, li, tim, lazos, afshihu, ani. So, lamet, tzorach, dive, basa, v'dagim. So it must be, like I say, l'fima, shakazafti, yasi, shapir. It doesn't say that this is what has to be done, but what is generally done. And she's generally a lachanchila Jew, and therefore she wants the bread, and therefore he is meshubit to her to do that. So that is why this Gemara wouldn't be a mefurish raya in that case. The Kapos Tmarim says that, you know, that one of the achronim in Sukkah, you know, this is, you know, the extra food that above Minhag Targum is no worse than guests. Right, and if he has to provide her for guests, for other people coming, as the Gemara says, Archi or Parchi, the people who come for long, the people who come for short, then there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to have to provide the earlier. There is we mentioned this in the other shiur also, there is a very radical and unusual, unexpected Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elaf Lecha Shlomo. Right, that's Rav Shlomo Kluger has thousands of tshuvas. So they put together 1,000 of his tshuvas. He has many more, but he put together 1,000 into Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Shlomo Kluger was very prolific. So in Siman Kuf Yudalid, there in Aruch Chaim, so he discusses, he's talking about Lecha Mishnah, but it's the same idea. He says, why is the minhag that women aren't so makbid about Lecha Mishnah? So again, women should be makbid about Lecha Mishnah. Meaning if when one is making hamotzi, and so let's say the wife is in the kitchen getting something ready, he should wait. He should wait and say, you know, right, and to come in. But in that time period, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, 200 years ago, was bothered, why are many people not obligated? Right, the Abu Dram says women are obligated on Lecha Mishnah, because of Afei Noe Boso Anes, that was Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so says the Elef Lecha Shlomo. Well, there's a problem with each shita, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. As we described before. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Afinoy boso anes. We said that's not so pashut. To say afinoy anes in this application. The Gemara has it by 3 cases, but maybe it only applies by mitzvah daraisa, maybe it only applies by mitzvah that inherently is nes. Or he says, Mish l'magabe dalet kosos u'megillah, de'ikra mitzvah havi l'zikaron v'hodal nes atzmo, v'ikra mitzvah, like Ramosha Soloveitchik's suggestion. V'ikra mitzvah is about the nes, l'chach shayach lomar, de'afinoy boso anes. Ava b'lechem mishnah, atu ze lahoda'a al neis haman, ze eino, rak ze have zikaron, al mashe yared b'yom shishi, lechem mishnah. This mitzvah isn't about remembering the miracle of the man, and hoda'a for that, but it's to remember that a double portion fell on Friday. V'ze edus va'os al mitzvah Shabbos. Right, and this is about Mitzvah Shabbos. Right, and that also reminds us of Shalosh Shudas. V'im kein, havi mitzvaso rak lezichron ve'edus al Shabbos. V'im kein, havi gishar mitzvahs. So it shouldn't apply, shouldn't be included in afhein hoyu ba'oso hanes. And then, and what about the Ran? What about the Ran? The Ran says, oh, it's included in Zachar v'shamar. Maybe not. Maybe that's only Kiddush. Maybe only Kiddush is included in Zachar v'shamar, in that Gemara. And therefore, each Shita has a problem. And therefore, bazeh kamalan kavasayu, deleka bazeh chiyuvel anashim, mikoach hahekish, ubazeh lo kamalan kavasayu, lomar dafenei boso anes, mitam shakasapti, uveprat alashin hashas, nashim chayevas bekidish hayom, tvar tor, velomar nashim chayevas bechomis vazeh shabbos, tvar tor, mikoach hahekish, muchach derak, lekidish hayom hukash velo lishar dvarim. So he quotes this, so because there's a problem with each shita, so maybe that's where the minhag comes from, that they don't do it. The poskim say, what? Revad Yosef and Yechav Adas and Dal Chafei. What's he talking about? Every Rishon says that women have to do it. They have different reasons why. So you're telling me, well, there's a problem with each reason, so we can knock out all the shitas and say they don't have to do it. You know, that's impossible. says Rav Avadia, and say other achronim. So again, he's trying to give a defense, but it's impossible to say that. Either way, we assume that women are obligated in Shalashudis, women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah, women are obligated in all of the mitzvahs hayo. Just one final, the achronim point out that in the way that we talk, not in Hebrew, in Yiddish, let's say, we call it Shalashudis. We don't just say Su'udash Lishit, the third meal. We say Shalashudis, which is a short for Shalosh Su'udos, three meals. Three meals. So why do we call this meal three meals? Right? It's really one meal. Why do we call it three meals, not just the third meal? So they quote, for Shem Lechidah, that really by the first two meals, it's not Nikar that you're eating for Hashem. Right? Friday night I come home, it could be that I'm starving, I'm hungry. And the Shabbos morning I come home from shul, it could be that I'm hungry, I didn't eat all day, even if I had some kiddush in shul. Shalosh Shudis generally we're not hungry for. That's not a time that we eat a meal. We'll have a meal after Shabbos, but we don't eat a meal later in the day at that time. So that meal is megala. That meal, by eating that meal, that is reflective that all the meals were l'shem shamayim. If I'm eating this meal, l'shem shamayim, then I can say, oh, it must be the other meals were also l'shem shamayim, and that's why it's being done. It's kind of reminds us of the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga on Daf Tes, where the Gemara says, eino dome, somebody learns something 100 times, to somebody who learned something 101 times. I said, what's the big deal? You learned it 100 times already. What's an extra one time, 101? 100 it could be because I'm trying to learn something 100 times. I'm getting there. Oh, I've learned it 100 times. I've succeeded. I've made it. So why would I ever learn it 101 times? That shows it's not about me. That shows it's about the limud. It's about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right, and that's megala that maybe that all the 100 were also. It wasn't just because I wanted to be called a rabbi and I wanted to be very smart and I wanted people to be impressed with me. 101, that shows that it's already something beyond. Okay, we'll stop here. Women and Shalosh Shudis.